but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Won't you stand and rejoice with me?
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort wrought. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me.
Built on nothingness.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you.
The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of heaven. And it's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
You may be seated.
The reason I wanted to be a mentor was because I feel like as a kid, I always wanted somebody, you know, kind of looking after me. It became clear why I wanted to be a mentor. You know, being able to work with the Gospel Village program was amazing. And I feel like with Edward, that was, you know, just a huge sign, like a huge blessing, you know, them calling me and asking, hey, you want to be this mentor for this kid? I was like, oh yeah.
Me and Zeke, we have a lot of things in common. We usually go to the movies, you know, go out and eat, pretty much have fun.
Sharing the gospel with him is just easy. It's an everyday thing. We've read over certain things that are in the Bible. Now we can actually go out and actually live these things out. So when we go to the mall sometime, we open doors for all the girls. We don't look at them in a derogatory way or talk about them in a negative way. Before every meal, we'll pray, and usually it's the first one who touches his food. And I think he gives me more than I've given him, just in how he treats people. We'll be driving and he'll see, you know, maybe a homeless guy on the street. He's like, can we give him a dollar? He wants to help. He wants to be there. So I feel like he has a lot to show of, you know, just what Christ's heart really looks like. His biggest brother, you know, hasn't been the best role model for him. And I know that was difficult for him because, you know, that's somebody he kind of looked up to. But in finding that out, I knew that I had to be around.
something that I look up to him is that, like, he respects me and I respect him. He never really lies to no one.
God bless you. That stuff happens. But we as Christians just roll with any adversity, don't we? Yes, sir. So let's go ahead and bow our heads before the Father, do the pastoral prayer, and then we'll do the offering. Dear Heavenly Father, mighty God, sitting upon your throne, in you there is no darkness, Lord. There's only light. And nothing can hide from you. Nothing can hide from the light of your presence. You're everywhere, all-knowing. Just thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you for guiding us this week. As the body of Christ and as individuals, we need your guidance. And we thank you for being there for us this week. Yet as we come to you right now, we know there are needs in the church and the congregation. So please guide us even now and this week in any despair, any moments without peace, but also in times of joy, Lord. We thank you for always being there for us. Please comfort those that are living with any kind of loss right now, of income, family, friends, or even the beloved family pet. Just, Lord, blanket those people with comfort and assurance of your undying love and your power. Help us to recognize a need in others, Lord, to uplift others and encourage them. Once again, we thank you for how you've helped us this week, but we know in the weeks to come there can be tough and trying times. We give you all praise and adoration and glory, so please help us to recognize the needs in others, uplift and help them. Help us to be the hands and feet of your Son, Jesus Christ, to move where the need is. Please guide us, just like you did with Philip and the eunuch, when he didn't understand what he was reading in the good book. He was obedient. Chariot. So for those of us who need a little bit of a reminder that we should be obedient, Lord, please give us that nudge. Give us that which we need to please you. We thank you for all of this, Lord. Thank you for always finding us where we are. Sometimes we can get off the beaten path. Sometimes we don't just fall into a pit. Sometimes we jump into it. So, Lord, thank you for everything that you do, being everywhere, finding us, bringing us lovingly along. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the unbroken chain of believers that were before us, for making sure that the gospel and the message was shared, for never letting that process fail, for always keeping believers around, for guiding us, nurturing us, just as our parents did and people that cared for us when we were babies and couldn't even care for ourselves. Thank you for having those to keep us warm and fed, taken care of. Same thing spiritually, Lord. When we were in darkness and bleakness, didn't even know the depth of our need. Thank you for having those around us that protected us, took care of us, changed us, clothed us in the Spirit, and gave us that which we need, fed us and nurtured us. Thank you, Holy Father, for always being faithful and keeping that unbroken chain intact. Please help us to be part of that chain, Lord, to keep it moving forward, to pay it forward, to do that which you said is the Great Commission, to spread the gospel, make disciples and believers in every nation, to baptize those in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Job number one. Thank you, Lord, for helping us be part of that and help us to be part of the solution, not the problem. We thank you, Lord. Most of all, we thank you again for being yourself and your love, giving your only begotten Son to die for us on the cross. That if, as we've said in small groups, if for some reason man had stopped to crucify our Lord because Satan was successful in trying to thwart it, or if the men just decided not to do it, Christ was so willing to give himself, he would have commanded the rocks to nail the nails in. He was that determined to die for us, to go to hell for us, so we wouldn't have to. We thank you, Holy Father, for what you've done, sending your only begotten Son. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us on the cross. Unparalleled, nothing we could do to ever repay you. We thank you for doing it. as a note as we end with this prayer, Lord, we'd like to pray for the leaders of our country and our church. The devil is prowling around like a hungry lion, looking for those he can devour. So please bless them, hold them, help them to make godly decisions, whether they profess to be Christian or not. But we would ask that you would help them in their decision making and protect their families. Please bless this offering as it is given. It represents hours of work. And as you said, your heart is where your treasure is, Lord. Notice that the heart moved towards the treasure, not the opposite. The treasure doesn't move towards your heart. And we know that, Lord. You've said that in your scriptures, that our heart moves to where the treasure is. So let our treasure be in you and your word, not in these offerings that we give. Let us freely give them, be done with them, let you do what you would with them, and have the church use it wisely in a godly fashion. And please bless and multiply it like you did the loaves and the fishes. And even though at times it might seem inadequate, we know with your blessing it will be completely adequate. We ask and say all of these things in the name of the King of Kings, the name above all names, in Jesus' name.
See the lightning flashing, I can hear the thunder roll, I can feel the storm clouds blowing in my soul. As the world grows dark around me, I lose sight of all I know, that Jesus is my answer in the storm. Jesus is my shelter from the storm. Peace be still, he whispers, and all my fear is gone. If I could have your faith, Lord, to see the way you see, love would cast out the fear in me. Fear in me. You're with me every day, Lord. You meet my every need. It's like a vapor, it's here and then it's gone, but still I ask and Jesus calms my storm. 'Cause Jesus, you're my anchor, my shelter from the storm. Peace be still, he whispers, and all my fear is gone. If I could have your faith, Lord, to see the way you see, your perfect love would cast out the fear in me. Oh, Jesus is the answer to heaven.